Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So 100, are we going to get 100 wins today?
Yeah, today. It's noon today, right?
Absolutely. It's an afternoon game. And
Brasco today and Kluber tomorrow, so they're going to get to 100, I would guess.
Yeah, but... absolutely. Well, you're joining us this morning to talk some about jobs for schools, creating legislation. Give us an update on that, what's been going on in that realm.
Yeah, Ohio has done a reasonable, Ohio has not particularly done a good job, the state legislature, over the years, and the governors over the years, in funding public education. Where they have done a relatively good job is the school facilities investment, where local communities like the city of Lorain building a new high school and renovating, and city of Elyria building a new high school, and the renovations in the Lorain schools and all, where the city taxpayers vote a certain amount of money and the state matches it, but it's not gone nearly far enough. And if we're going to do the kind of infrastructure in this country, the kind of public works, the federal government needs to get more engaged again. The president promised a $1 trillion 10-year infrastructure plan when he ran. He has not put anything out yet. We put out this week an infrastructure plan on investing in America's public school buildings. And everything, you know, half of Ohio schools still are much too old and need a renovation or need of new construction. And it's time the federal government stepped up and did its job.
You know, even this week we had the Parma schools closed because no AC. It was too hot, and you don't have that in those older schools.
Yeah, that's right. That happened in Columbus. It happened in Parma. It happened in a number of other places around the state where you know, some people say, well, let the kids, they can still learn well if it's so oppressively hot. And schools don't want to close. The school system didn't want to close those buildings. They made a decision that they just couldn't get the work done they needed to. So, we talk a good game. We tell our kids the most important thing in the world is education. Then we send them to school buildings that, frankly, don't look like much and don't have the technology ability to adapt the technology that they need to. And we got to do better. We just are underinvesting in so many ways in our public highways and roads and water and sewer systems. And from the 40s until the 80s, we led the world in public infrastructure. Now we're 15th, and it just doesn't serve us as a country. We have, you know, the 1% is getting wealthier and wealthier and wealthier and avoiding more and more of their tax burden and their tax responsibilities, and we're underinvesting in our public works, and it's just not the direction the country should be going in.
Given the fact that you're in the minority party right now, and there seems to be a mood in Washington among the majority party of cutting back, shifting more focus to the states, what are the realistic chances of your bill passing?
Well, they're probably not really good now, except for this, that the president has committed $1 trillion for 10 years infrastructure. Our bill would be part of that. And if he lives up to his word, he hasn't put a bill out yet. We thought he was going to do it in January or February. They haven't done it yet. They put out a bill and do this. I think that they will include a big part of what we're working on. I don't care if it's the exact language that I introduce. I just want us to go in that direction so local communities can attract some of these federal infrastructure dollars that we used to do in this country better than we do now.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning.
Glad to do it. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks.